Not one of us is a Catholic, but we really feel.
Such a special, special man. It's just overwhelming. It's just an honour and a privilege to be here. It really is, from the bottom of my heart.
I had a huge emotional connection to him. I want to follow his example, helping people and helping like poor people and people I need.
BBC's Chris Barrow reports the woman who accused Britain's Prince Andrew in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal has died.
The family of Virginia Giuffre, who accused the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse, say she died by suicide at her home in Australia. She was 41. Last month, it was reported that she'd been in a serious car crash. Ms. Giuffre is best known for her allegations that Epstein and his friend Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked her to Britain's Prince Andrew when she was 17. Prince Andrew has denied all the allegations.
President Trump is calling for Ukraine and Russia to meet for, quote, very high-level talks, posting on social media that they are, quote, very close to a deal. We have more from CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov told CBS News Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan he agreed with Trump's assessment that talks are moving in the right direction, but wouldn't discuss details.
We are really polite people. And unlike some others, we never discuss in public what is being discussed in negotiations. Otherwise, negotiations are not serious.
In Wisconsin, the FBI has arrested Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, accusing her of helping a man evade immigration agents. It's a new escalation of the Trump administration's deportation efforts, as CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
We spoke with Border Czar Tom Homan before the arrest was announced. He and the Trump administration have been complaining about judicial interference of deportations.
We got a lot of, in my opinion, some radical judges who are trying to stop what we're doing. Then you got, you know, NGOs out there, and you got congressional representatives like AOC and the rest of the squad saying they're going to educate people to their constitutional rights, how not open the door
for
ICE.
What's wrong with that?
Because we all know it's about evading arrest.
Now under the direct control of President Trump, Washington's Kennedy Center and organizers have canceled a week's worth of events celebrating LGBTQ plus rights for this summer's World Pride Festival being held this year in the nation's capital. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The movies. Asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Man, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Tariffs are adding to the costs of having newborn children.
The parent resource site Baby Center says common products for babies' first year total more than $20,000, and tariffs are making matters worse.
Even if that final product is made in the U.S., any parts of production, including materials and packaging, could be imported, which could cause prices to increase.
Baby Center executive editor Melissa Bykofsky offers advice for growing families beyond sale items.
Target often has deals where if you spend a certain amount, you get a gift card.
Registry discounts are also very important.
They give a completion discount off of items left on your registry. You can also sign up for loyalty rewards. That could be either through a store or even the manufacturer.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Tariffs are adding to the costs of... The Justice Department is now authorizing prosecutors to issue subpoenas to news organizations to testify about leaks. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And a gradual clearing for tomorrow, more sunshine throughout the day and a high near 50. Mostly sunny in mid-50s for Sunday. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. It's 46 right now.
Since you went away, number one is Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Ain't no woman like the one I love. like to end.
So we gather like a hand in your arm.
Lonely man when she's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I love.
WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of a velocity nil. On a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden craze. Electric banana. It's bound to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
Hey!
saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
spill your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Pasadena, a little old lady from Pasadena.
Go get
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every day my mind is all around. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Pope Francis's wooden coffin was sealed this past evening, and the great doors to St. Peter's Basilica were closed after a quarter of a million mourners passed through. Crowds are gathered outside in St. Peter's Square for the funeral, and CBS's Tony Aiello is there.
For 3 days, tens of thousands of mourners waited in line for hours to say farewell.
It's just important to remember Pope Francis and everything that he did, whether it be the gestures that he made towards people, the smallest things to the biggest things.
American journalist Kelsey Gussie, who works for Vatican News, will receive the honor of doing the first reading at the Pope's funeral.
I think he'd be very happy, or he'd feel very honored, that so many people will remember him in such beautiful and genuine ways.
The funeral, with dozens of world leaders in attendance, begins in 3 hours, 10 a.m. in Rome. The woman who accused Britain's Prince Andrew of taking part in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal is reported by her family to have killed herself in Australia.
The 41-year-old was recovering at a remote farm property in Western Australia after